Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we're going to look back in that portal to look at some of the great history that's happened on the date of July 14th in team sports. And we're going to try to recognize those individuals that did these fantastic memories that they've created in sports history. And jersey numbers we're going to be talking about today are numbers 5, 9, 17, 2, 44, and 40. We'll get right at it. July 14th, 1916, the St. Louis Browns ace Ernie Kube pitched every single frame of a 17-inning game. Kube gave up 14 hits in a 0-0 tie versus the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park. It was a no decision after all that work, but Kube, in essence, cost himself and his team the victory by a boo-boo he made on the base pass. A Sabre.org article tells of Ernie's base running blunder in the 15th and how it cost him and the team victory. Kube tried to advance from second base to home on Ward Miller's hit and ran over pitcher Carl Mays at the plate. Mays ended up getting injured in the collision and left the game. The initial call was that Kube was declared safe by home plate umpire Brick Owens. The ump reversed his call, though, when Red Sox players protested the call and made him aware that Kube had failed to touch third base in his trip home. Perhaps it's not all that unexpected that Kube had that gaffe, because he had very little experience on a base pass. A notoriously poor hitter, Kube went 0 for 41 in 1916. However, he did draw 15 walks and scored four times that season. July 14th, 1946, Cleveland's Lou Boudreau, wearing number 5, hit four doubles and a home run in a game, but still the Red Sox overcame and prevailed in an 11-10 win, powered by Sox player number 9, Ted Williams, and his 3 home runs and 8 total RBIs in the contest. You know, what more can you do? 4 doubles and a home run, and then a guy on the other side named Ted Williams, 3 home runs and 8 RBIs. What can you do, Lou? What can you do? July 14th, 1956, Red Sox pitcher Mel Parnell, number 17, tossed a gem of a no-hit game against the Chicago White Sox for a 4-0 Red Sox victory at Fenway Park. In July 14th, 1964, I'm not sure if I would ever want to be in the starting lineup if I was Bob Johnson, number 2 of the Baltimore Orioles. Johnson ripped his 6th straight hit as a pinch hitter for the Baltimore Orioles. You know, so not a regular, but 6 straight hits as a pinch hitter. That's pretty good, Bob. July 14th, 1968, Atlanta Braves legendary hitter Hank Aaron, number 44, reached a milestone in his career when he swatted his 500th home run of his career off San Francisco Giants pitcher Mike McCormick, who wore number 40 for the Giants that season. And that's what we have for your sports break today. We hope you enjoyed this little bit of history. If you're starving for more, you can go over to thesportshistorynetwork.com, and we have a bunch of different podcasts and posts there to just fulfill your need to have more sports, because we know we're all sports junkies. And if you need even more than that, go to jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, where we will fulfill you for and satisfy your hunger over and above for your sports needs. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.